briefing in the House of Commons next Tuesday will focus on the discrimination of Christian women in Pakistan and Egypt, countries where there is religious persecution. I spoke with Aid to the Church in Need press officer, John Newton, about the objectives of the parliamentary meeting.
I think that Aid to the Church in Need, like many other charities which are concerned with human rights, have noted that there are growing violations and abuses of Christian women in certain countries, especially in Pakistan and Egypt. And the point of the meeting in the House of Commons, which is being organised by Professor Lord Alton, is to raise awareness of the sorts of issues that Christian women are facing and to try and get some sort of action from the UK Parliament to be brought to bear on countries such as Pakistan and Egypt, where many of these abuses are reported as happening.
What are some of these serious abuses that we're seeing against women in Pakistan and in Egypt?
Well, if we look at Pakistan, for example, recent research spoke to women from minority religious communities in two of the provinces, and they found that 30% of the women they spoke to who were in employment had experienced some sort of sexual harassment. But even this may not be the full picture, as 43% of those they interviewed declined to answer the question. And there are also reports of Christian girls being raped and the police not following up these cases in Pakistan. And these are, of course, cases of great injustice that I think everyone agrees something should be done about, and that the authorities shouldn't just be turning a blind eye to or overlooking purely because the victims don't belong to the majority community. Similarly, in the case of Egypt, there have for many years now been reports of Coptic Christian women being kidnapped and pressured to convert to Islam. And many people have dismissed these as being exaggerations or fantasies. But again, there has been research that's been done on this over the last couple of years. And Michelle Clark, who's a human rights expert, spoke to more than 50 women in Egypt who had been kidnapped, who had been forced to convert to Islam, and who have returned to their families. And indeed, last year, speaking to the Helsinki Commission, the president of the French Office of the Egyptian Union for Human Rights said that his organization was aware of 800 cases where Coptic Christian women had been kidnapped and pressured to convert to Islam since 2009. So these are just some of the sorts of problems and abuses which are facing Christian women in these countries.
And what are some of the concrete solutions that you hope to come from this meeting?
Well, what we're hoping is that there will be a lot more interest from the UK Parliament. Pressure can be brought to bear that when they speak to the governments of these countries, that they mention these sorts of issues and that they'll make strong representation to ensure that these issues are taken very seriously. I mean, we were talking to somebody only the other day who said the very fact of issues to do with Pakistan being mentioned in Parliament means that somebody in the Pakistan High Commission will sit up and take notice and log the fact that this has been debated. So even to try and get some sort of mention in the House itself during the parliamentary discussion that these issues are happening will in itself sort of start a chain reaction which somebody somewhere will take notice of. And hopefully, if there's enough pressure brought to bear, if enough notice is taken, that then some concrete action can be taken to start to address these terrible issues which Christian women are facing.
All right. Well, thank you, John. Well, before we wrap up, is there anything else you would like to add about what's going on next week?
I think that at Aid to the Church in Need, we are very concerned by the fact that the reports that we receive say that many of these crimes are being passed over in silence, that they're either not being reported or when they are being reported that the authorities are not taking them seriously. And we hope that the meeting next week at the House of Commons will start something. There's many people in Egypt and in Pakistan who are already calling for these things to be taken more seriously. And hopefully by being discussed in the House of Commons and by there being pressure, hopefully from the UK government, that these issues will tend to be addressed more seriously and that the status of Christian women and indeed women of other religious minorities in Egypt and Pakistan will once again be restored to the level of dignity that these individuals deserve, but which they're not currently getting.